Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and Tuesday, day before Threes Day, alohas to you as we get underway with a very special edition today of the Bobby Mac Show.
What day is it?
Who wants to know?
Why do you ask?
Do I have to go to school today?
One question begs another, which begs the question.
What is today?
Today is tomorrow.
It's not working.
And breathe.
I don't like it.
Seriously?
What day is it?
Oh, seriously?
I'll get my question answered one way or another.
Fine. It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay. It is time to start our show.
It is. It is time to begin the show. And the following is a paid promotion. No, thought I'd toss that in there. A special edition of the Bobby Mac Show here on this Tuesday, 25th day of June. Great to have you along. Here are the particulars. First of all, to join us, and I'm not using the royal us there or the royal we, because I do have guests who will be introduced to you momentarily. Ingalls Advantage talk line number for you to use, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, as always, remains simply bob@1063word.com. Those of you who are regular citizens here in Bobby Mac and the Bobettes land are familiar with the fact that on Wednesday afternoons at 4 o'clock, we have a segment that we do with my pal Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. And those of you who are denizens of the program for some time also may recall a while back, several months ago, we did a special edition, not only with Dave from Fan of SC, but also with our pal Ashley Landis with the South Carolina Policy Council and their great website and emails that they send out, thenerve.org. And we did a two-hour program to kind of do an in-depth analysis of what is wrong in Columbia and how you and I and all of us together can work towards actually getting something done to get the good old boys in Columbia to get something done. And so I am joined again today by my friend Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. Dave, thanks for coming up from the low country to join us.
Yeah, no thing. Hey, listen, Angela's here, which is, you know, that usually, whenever I come in, she's usually conveniently sick that day. So it's a good day.
Yeah, now Miss Moneypenny is typically here, and Ashley Landis from South Carolina Policy Council. You guys, Ashley, have done terrific work for as long as I can remember in being watchdogs on what the good old boys are up to in Columbia, and it's a pleasure to have you back in the studio.
Delighted to be here, Bob, as always.
And you guys just barely got in under the wire today, which brings us to our first topic of discussion. That would be the gas tax and the substantially improved roads here in South Carolina. You guys experienced Woodruff Road, and it's not even rush hour, and yet your experience is one that we endure on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, look, we were coming from Haywood,
right?
And we were driving down, and we left in, you know, an appropriate time to get here on Garlington Road,
like
which,
5 minutes,
you know, right?
Yeah,
actually, we gave ourselves 10 minutes. And we literally, it took us, what, you know, 3 minutes to get to the exit on Woodruff Road.
Right.
And about 10 minutes to get off Woodruff Road and make it right into the radio station, which, for all of you who don't know where WRD is, it literally, you can see 385 out the window.
Yes,
here.
You can.
So it's not like it's a long stretch or a couple miles down the road. And Bob, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
It's frustrating. It's embarrassing that citizens have to deal with this. They shouldn't have to. It's not necessary. And they promised that this was going to be a part of the fix,
right,
with that gas tax hike. Was not only were they going to fill in the potholes, repair all the dangerous bridges,
oh yeah,
and smooth out the roads and the interstates, but they were also going to reduce traffic. And that clearly the opposite has happened. This is the worst I've ever seen it. Now, you know, yeah, I've been up here for
terrible.
Years.
It's terrible.
This is bad.
Now, and by the way, that project, and you have to factor in the weather into the equation, because I know, you know, when there's ice on the roads or we have other meteorological restrictions that prevent them from actually doing construction work. We get that. We understand that it's the real world. And yet they are, I think, somewhere in the range of 1 year behind on being able to.
Only 365 days.
That's
not bad. Well, in Horry County on the coast.
Right.
There's a road I was reading the other day, and we have, you know, activists and folks down on the coast there. They were telling us that Route 31, South Carolina Highway 31, which
yes.
is basically when you go to Myrtle Beach, it's in northern Myrtle Beach. It's kind of the beltway that goes
right.
around North Myrtle Beach. They're only 600 days behind on the extension of Highway 31.
Sweet.
So, you know, look, 365 days isn't too bad for the DOT these days.
But not to worry, because as of next week, when July 1 rolls around, they'll be getting another 2 cents a gallon on the gas tax from the one they passed previously, because it's going to go on probably ad nauseum, ad infinitum. And once that other 2 cents kicks in, that's going to be the difference maker, don't you think?
Yeah, that'll be the motivation for them to fix the roads.
Absolutely, that'll get it done. Ashley, you have witnessed this stuff, I'm sure, for longer than you can remember. Is there a short answer to why it doesn't get any better?
You know, we've heard every excuse on our roads, right?
Right.
It's too soon, they said, after they passed the gas tax, right? These dangerous roads that we had to fix right
Wait
away.
Wait a minute, too soon?
Too soon. They hadn't identified all the projects. Now, how many years have they had, right, before they passed the gas tax to identify all the roads that they said we had to fix?
Well, those were the ones they said they needed the gas tax.
They were shovel ready, right,
right
Bob?
That's right. They were shovel ready. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it was too soon. We said, okay. Then it was too cold.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Too cold.
Way too cold.
Bitter.
Then too much rain.
Well, too wet.
Okay?
Too wet to plow.
Then we didn't have enough contractors to do the work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
These are the excuses that we've heard it's been 2 years next month.
Right.
Right. When the gas tax kicked in.
That's right.
And what we found with a little examination of those facts, Bob and Dave, on the nerve was that they've paid out hundreds of millions of dollars to contractors. So guess what? Contractors are doing something. They're being paid to do something. It's just not the roads that we're supposed to have fixed. See, that's the deal. There are plenty of contractors.
The question then becomes, we still have potholes around here that are so deep that, you know, there are voices speaking Mandarin
right.
that are coming out.
Yeah.
They're swallowing cars whole.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And yet they have all these contractors that they're paying. So
that's right.
What are they paying them for, and what work is actually being done in lieu of what they promised us would be done?
And question. I can tell you, we were talking about this on my way up here today, Bob. You know, I passed on 26 coming up from Charleston.
Right.
I passed all this road work, and they were on the local TV down there, down by my way, and Charleston was talking about it. They're closing one lane on I-26 for the, quote, Volvo interchange. Now, let me stop you.
Oh, God. For the plant.
The government, SCDOT, the government is endorsed. They're calling this the Volvo interchange. And remember, we gave a bunch of, you know, taxpayer incentives
sure.
to Volvo so
right.
that they could grace us with their presence down here in South Carolina. And so all, you know, they're down in Berkeley County, and they, you know, as part of that incentive deal, we borrowed $90 million to build Volvo and their own interchange on I-26. So that's one example, right? That's $90 million plus interest, right? That's a lot of time. That's a lot of energy for contractors to cover.
So in addition to that, they're going to inconvenience everybody who is driving up 26 by reducing it
Absolutely.
To one lane?
But you ask, going back, you ask, okay, why aren't our roads getting fixed? Why aren't the potholes on the roads that we use every day to get to work, to drop the kids off to school, to travel to church on Sundays, right? Why aren't those roads, the roads that they promised they would fix when they passed the largest gas tax hike in state history?
All right. Well, let me stop you right there, because we'll take a quick break,
yeah.
and then we'll deal with why we're not seeing what we were promised we would see when we come right back with a special edition of the Bobby Mack Show. For the next hour and 45 minutes, my guests will be Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina and Ashley Landis from the South Carolina Policy Council. And we'll be discussing how you can actually get these guys off the dime in Columbia. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob McLean.
Welcome back. It's another of our special edition broadcasts, 2 hours worth, with my friends Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina and Ashley from folks with South Carolina Policy, Ashley Landis with South Carolina Policy Council, in on the text line. Bobby, jump on Facebook, look up how they fix potholes in Australia. An amazing machine that does up to 50 potholes per day. Good afternoon, Mr. McLean. Here's our thought for the day. Let us restore order in society. Good family, good nation. Hey, Bobberino. Exit 30 northbound 385 to westbound 276 near Malden will beat you and your car to pieces. And by the way, that text message this afternoon comes from... Anthony in Simpsonville. Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate that. Bobby, Gateway is set to be done by 12/19, not 1 year. Oh, okay. It's only 6 months. Yeah. Or thereabouts.
Oh, man, whoa.
Yeah, by December of 19. Merry Christmas!
Yeah.
We'll see about that.
Yeah.
Afternoon, Bobby Mack, and welcome. We're all ready for another awesome, fantastic, informative, and amazing show. And yes, it is another beautiful day in Greer. Thank you. Now, when we last left you, we were talking about how we got ourselves into this position, how they sold the gas tax. A 2 cent increase each year, 4 cents so far, another 2 cents on the way July 1st. So this is where we are. Where now are we going, Dave?
Well, I think, you know, they continue to put money, and we were saying, why aren't the roads getting fixed, right? That's
right.
What we hear all the time.
Right.
Why aren't the roads getting
fixed? How come these potholes my street are not fixed?
And Ashley and I talk about it all the time. It's pet projects, right? They're funneling money to these pet projects. We talked about how our roads aren't getting fixed, but, you know, the Volvo interchange is getting built, right?
We've got the Carolina Panthers.
The Carolina, the $40 million brand new road they're going to build for the liberal billionaire owner of the Carolina Panthers, right? There's the parkway. You and I have talked about the parkway with bicycle lanes.
Right.
It's going to cost us $1 billion down in Charleston, right?
The ones that the people in North Charleston don't want.
That's right. And so you have all of these things, at hundreds, billions of dollars. And it's pet projects like this that are stamping out really where the priority should be, that they promised us it would be, which is fixing our roads and repairing our dangerous bridges.
Is this another example, Ashley, of bringing home the bacon for various legislators down there? They want to be able to come back home to their county, to their constituents, to their district and say, well, look, you know, y'all been complaining and carping about so-and-so highway, and boy, I got that thing fixed for you.
Well, good luck with that, because they haven't gotten that thing fixed, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, look, here's the reality. Dave's exactly right. The money for years has been funneled into the State Infrastructure Bank, which is a big fancy-sounding name for a slush fund run by a handful of legislators that benefited for years 10 counties only. So if you were on the Infrastructure Bank board, or if you're one of the legislators who appointed the members, your county was one of those 10. The other 36 counties got zip.
Yeah, have a nice
billions
day.
Of dollars.
And let's be clear, right?
For years.
Right. Horry County on the coast, right? Myrtle Beach, Florence County, which is the home of
Richland County.
Richland County, Charleston County, Beaufort County.
Richland, right? Not so much.
I don't think Richland, Greenville, Charleston.
Yeah,
really. You saw that.
But billions of dollars, right. and that's what the SIB is. What State Infrastructure Bank is. It's just an end around on these priorities that we have. Right, our roads that are supposed to be fixed. They just do an end around and funnel it to these pet projects.
And there's a misnomer in there, too, is there not, when we talk about Greenville being one of those 10 counties? Because Greenville County is the largest, in terms of geography,
correct,
biggest county in the state. And yet, the metropolitan area is so wide and so spread out, from Anderson up through Easley and Pickens County to Clemson and in the other direction, east to all the way east of Spartanburg, that when we talk about Greenville County, we're leaving a lot of upstate roads out of the equation, aren't we?
Yeah, well, truly the problem is it's not as if the roads that were crumbling and are falling apart in Greenville County were being fixed with money, right?
Yes.
This money was going to big pet projects,
right?
But that's what happened. All these counties got all these, you know, huge, well, a lot of economic development work done,
mm-hmm,
right?
Right.
Now, also to be clear, they're funneling money in the infrastructure bank. They're also turning around and leveraging that money into lots of new debt.
Yeah.
So they're using that money that they should be using to fix your roads. And they've got about something close to $700 million in the gas tax fund right now. And as we've told you every month at thenerve.org, they're not spending the money that they've raised from the gas tax fix your roads at all.
Are they using that as leverage for more bonds? Or
I think so. We think so. The way the bill was written, it certainly left them room to do so.
Right.
And for a lot of reasons, they're not supposed to. I'll just put it to you that way. It's unconstitutional for them to funnel gas tax money to that particular fund.
See, that's what I thought as well,
that's
that it was unconstitutional.
It is.
Well, look,
it is. And they've done it anyway.
And they're taking the money, again, that should be going to fix our roads.
Right.
And they're putting it towards, and I think that's, Ashley and I agree, I mean, they're going to put it towards paying off the interest on that debt. There's $2 billion in debt. The State Infrastructure Bank is $2 billion in debt.
Swell.
That's Corrupt Hugh Leatherman Slush Fund, $2 billion with AB in debt. And you better believe that gas tax hike money, that new gas tax money they promised they were going to use to fix our roads with,
right,
they're going to funnel it to pay off that debt.
They want to, and they want to borrow new money too.
Yes.
Right? They want new money.
I was about to say, this is the lunacy in this plan, because we are giving newfound money to the people who have poorly used the money,
correct,
they've been previously,
absolutely,
given. And with that newfound money, they are doing what we might expect, since they have not done well with it in the past. Rather than fixing the problems we have now, they are instead building new roads so we can have interminably more problems down the road in another 10 years or so.
And that's really, Bob, and I'm sure we're coming up on a break here, but what we're going to talk about is what can your listeners do about,
yes,
this?
Right.
What can they do? Because, again, I watched, you watched, we watched together, remember, you know, years ago when I was on the show. We were watching these guys on the floor of the House and the Senate, literally,
right,
one by one, come down and proclaim how all they needed was just more of our money. They just needed an extra,
right,
you know, 12 cents a gallon of our money, and it would get all the problems would disappear. It would be a land of unicorns and rainbows,
exactly,
and smooth roads,
right,
and it's not happening. And we have got to fight to get these roads fixed. That's what it comes down to, is citizens are going to have to take control of the government. We're going to have to hold these guys accountable, the legislators and the governor that control this system.
And and sadly, we have seen with, I guess, moderate success, I would describe it, what happens when you guys out there on the speaker,
right,
end of the radio are empowered to be able to get in touch with these guys to, for lack of a better expression, to nag the living you-know-what out of them until you finally convince them that they are actually going to have to do something. And I know that you all are frustrated and would like to be empowered to be able to get the results that we're looking for, and we'll talk about some ways you can do that when we come back on the other side of the break. 3:30 now here on the Bobby Mack Show. Right back on the other side with Dave Schwartz and Ashley Landis on our special edition of the Bobby Mack Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Howdy, welcome back. It is Tuesday. It's a special edition of the Bobby Mac Show. We're going to be guesting my friends Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina, who is with me on Wednesday afternoons at 4. But we have a special edition of the show today so that we can do kind of a deep dive into what's going on in Columbia and what you can do about it. And Dave is joined by our other friend Ashley Landis from South Carolina Policy Council and the nerve.org website. So when last we were talking about this, Dave, we were talking about being able to empower the folks on the other end of the radio to be able to have their voices heard by our legislators in Columbia and actually get them off the dime and do something.
Yeah, and I think, Ashley, I mean, we were talking about it before, and we've been working on this for a while, but y'all have been, you know, the Policy Council's really been focused on who is responsible for this, right? We know our roads are crumbling, but who do we hold accountable? Who's responsible
for
this? I mean, and that's always the questions that we get. Who can your listeners hold accountable for these crappy roads?
Right.
Exactly right. And that's where this comes from, is people are frustrated. They don't know who to call.
Right.
They don't know really how these roads even get fixed. Think about that mechanically.
Right.
Who are you supposed to call? Well, what we did was drill down and do the research that honestly wasn't terribly hard, but it's a complex mess on purpose.
Right.
And, you know, you'd think the governor would have full control of the Department of Transportation. You would think, but no. Ultimately, it's legislators. And here's what's worse. It's legislative delegations. So you've got congressional districts divided up into congressional districts.
Right.
The legislators in that congressional district vote on, you know, confirming the DOT commissioner. Now, the way it practically works, I mean, come on, right? You think the governor really has a shot at nominating someone that these guys don't want? We've seen that work with how the magistrates are done.
Sure.
Okay. So the whole
and
system
judges
is
for that matter,
right? The whole thing's rigged,
right?
So at the end of the day, it is legislators in your congressional district. Now, how are you going to sort that mess out? Well, what we finally came down to was dig through all the red tape. Your House member and your senator are really the two people most directly accountable to you for the decisions made by the commissioner that represents your district.
That makes sense.
That's right. It's your House member and your senator, and focusing on those guys and asking them to answer the question, when is my road going to be fixed?
Right.
Because honestly, you're not empowered to go ask that of the commissioner or the DOT staff. But the legislators you elect are.
Right. Those guys work for us.
That's right.
And that's what we figured out at the end of the day. And Bob, you and I talk about this almost every week is, you know, what are these guys doing to represent us? They're the ones that vote. Not only do they vote for these commissioners, and the DOT commissioners are very powerful. They're the ones that decide where the money goes and how it gets spent.
Right.
Billions and billions of dollars run through that joint every year. And the DOT commission is the one that decides how to spend our money. But they're not accountable to us.
Right.
They're accountable to the legislators.
Sure.
And obviously the governor can basically fire any DOT commissioner at will. So he's also involved in this. So you got this you know, trifecta of who do we, you know, when I run over a pothole or when the road that I use to get to work every day is a moonwalk, or, you know, when I drop my kids off to school, I have to cross a very dangerous bridge to get there.
Yep.
Who do I hold accountable? And it's very easy. There are three people. It's your state representative, it's your state senator, and it's the governor. And we make it super easy for you. The Policy Council and Fan of SC kind of, we put our heads together and said, how can we make it easy for folks in your listening audience to hold these folks accountable? And by the way, get our roads fixed. It's not about the roads. It's about your roads. Because when those guys got on the floor of that House and Senate, that's what they promised they were going to fix, Bob, your roads.
Yeah.
The roads that you use every day. And so we wanted to make it super easy. And the way you do that is, as always, when I come on Wednesday, is the call to action. On your cell phone, just text the word pothole to 52886 on your cell phone. Pothole, P-O-T-H-O-L-E. pothole to the number 52886 on your cell phone. And that will send a quick message to your state legislators and to the governor, the folks that are accountable for our roads, and ask them the questions that Ashley just asked. Hey, when is my road going to be fixed?
Right.
Is it on the project list? Is it on the DOT project right. list? If it is, when's it going to get fixed? And if it's not on the list, why isn't it on the list?
Exactly.
Right? And I think, look, you're going to get a lot of folks that are going to want Woodruff Road's going to be in that list.
You bet.
I'll tell you another one, Bob, that we hear about all the time, and I know you do too.
29?
25.
Oh, 25.
And 276, right up there near Furman,
right
near TR.
Yep.
It is a giant wasteland of potholes.
Right.
We hear about it all the time from our activists, from your listeners about that road. When's that road getting fixed?
Yeah, good question. Because, you know, there's so many of them around here. They look like, you know, the city of Way during the Tet invasion, like there's been an artillery barrage or something.
It's a third world road up there.
It really is.
Right.
It really is. Now, here's the other question. And kudos to you guys for doing the drill down on this to be able to come in and say, okay, look, everybody's got a boss. These are the people that you need to be talking to be able to ensure that at least somebody is hearing what you're saying when you present the problem to them. But what about somebody who's sitting out there and saying, and it's I hear it a lot here on the program, I don't know who my state representative is. I don't know who my state senator is. Is there a simple way for them to find out?
Just text pothole to 52886 and you put in your address and we'll determine who that is for you. You don't have to do anything.
How about that?
Yeah. Pothole to 52886. And I go back and
so no matter what district you're in, it's going to go to the representative who is representing you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Fan of SC has made it super easy.
That could not
really made it easy for you.
There's
one other piece to this, though, and that is when you get the response, you got to send it to us at roads@scpolicycouncil.org.
Right.
Okay.
Because what we're going to do then after you get on that text line and text your legislator, and again, Fan of SC has made it very easy to do this. They'll take care of sending it to the right people.
Right.
But when you get their responses back, we need to know what they say because we're going to track those roads for you.
And
put it up online.
And let you folks know
you're
getting a standard, the form letter.
Right.
Oh, we're so sorry to hear about this. We're working diligently in the legislature to blah, blah, blah.
And that worked, by the way, during the whole income disclosure debate with the legislators, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the policy council did this with Disclosure Watch and being able to basically shame these guys, right? Shame your legislators.
Well, they should be.
Into doing the job that that you voted for them to do. We hired them to do a job.
That we're paying them to do.
They're not doing a very good one, and so we're going to have to hold them accountable. And we knew it was going to come to this. We knew giving them more money without any sort of oversight whatsoever was not going to fix our roads and get the job done. It's up to us to take control of our government, hold the folks accountable who are responsible for the condition of our roads, and you can do that very simply. Just text the word pothole to 52886 on your cell phone.
And the other address, Ashley, once you do get a response from your legislator?
It's roads@scpolicycouncil, all one word, scpolicycouncil.org. We'll track those dates they give you.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll look into some of these things for you, and we'll let the whole state know if these guys are ignoring you.
Right.
And the beauty is when you do the text, the pothole text to 52886, we'll send you a bounce back text so you don't have to memorize the email address.
Yeah, that's helpful.
That's true. But it's so important to forward those responses so we can keep track of it. That's how we're going to get these roads fixed.
Yeah, because
it's holding them accountable for their promises.
Exactly right. You know, if they know that there's a level of accountability there and they can't get away with just sending you back a mimeographed form letter that says, you know, we're working diligently on this, blah, 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 when, of course, they're not doing a damn thing, you know, then obviously they know they won't be able to get away with that.
That's right.
That's
and remember, this is about your roads. It's not about some road, you know, that somebody else uses. We want y'all in the listening audience to focus and hold them accountable for the roads that you use. And that's what texting pothole to 52886 will allow you to do, is ask them about the roads that you use.
Yeah, because we want to drill this down to your house on your street.
That's right.
And be able to get some results.
That's what they promised to do.
That's right.
And they should. Well, after all, and this is another thing that comes up that we've heard, well, what about the county and the city? Folks, the Department of Transportation controls the majority of the roads in this state.
Right.
I live on a little residential street in Columbia. Guess who is supposed to maintain my road? That's right, the State Department of Transportation.
You bet.
So you'd be surprised how many roads, and the county roads, look, these county, you know, commission transportation, they're controlled by the legislative delegations to a degree as well.
Right.
So really, most roads that you're worried about fall under the purview of the State Department of Transportation one way or another.
So when you're dealing with these folks, you know that you're dealing with somebody that can actually get something done.
That's right.
If they are incentivized to do it, and that's where we come in. 3:46, 14 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show with our special edition with Dave Schwartz from Fan of SC and Ashley Landis from the South Carolina Policy Council. I alluded to this earlier, but when we come back on the other side, liberal billionaires like the Carolina Panthers owner from New Jersey get all kinds of tax breaks. Volvo, you know, gets one as well. But how about a tax break for you and for me? That's next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Bobby Mac Show here on this Tuesday afternoon, a special edition with my friends Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina and Ashley Landis from the South Carolina Policy Council. We are trying to empower you and give you some tools you can use to actually get some results from these do-nothings in Columbia. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, those folks in Columbia don't have a clue how it works. Bobby, Standing Springs Road in Simpsonville is a minefield. Bobby Mac, Dunham Bridge has been closed for over 30 years. Are the politicians waiting for someone to die before it's either fixed or torn down? Pothole or pothell? Who tore up these roads? And why is the newest end of Woodruff being repaved before the older end of Woodruff?
That's a great question.
Bobby, Inland Port was going to bring traffic down. That was a lie. That brings drivers from 10 hours in every direction. Gotcha. Now, Bobby, I'm just saying, New York and New Jersey mafia would love a setup like the South Carolina good old boys have going in Columbia. Yeah, they wish that they were as efficient.
Yeah.
Bobby, won't be long before they'll have to put a stoplight at the intersection of Walnut Grove Road and I-26 because that bridge does not have much life left.
Bob, I gotta stop. I was wondering, when are we going to get somebody to text in about Walnut Grove Road Bridge? Yeah. We talked about that four or five times on the show.
It is a see-through
bridge. You literally
bridge.
Can see right through it. It's so dangerous.
Right. It is. It's ridiculous. Bobby, is there a way that we, the citizens of South Carolina, can demand a forensic audit of the corrupt government? Love your show from Ramon. Thank you, Ramon. Appreciate that. Well, the last time a forensic audit was tried with the SCDOT, the guy who was the auditor was sent home.
Yeah.
I'm not making this up.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
His job was literally threatened.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Wooten was the DOT commissioner at the time that literally threatened his job and said, if you continue to investigate, we're going to fire you.
Right. And this was not some outside watchdog who was coming in,
Inspector General.
Put him under the microscope. It was a guy who worked as an auditor for the SCDOT.
That's right.
Unbelievable. Bob, even the ones they fix are done substandard. South Carolina 290 from U.S. 25 to U.S. 29 paved last year already. Swiss cheese. Gotcha. Bob, I think they're salvaging the defunct state retirement fund with these tax dollars. You may be onto something there. Bob, I guess it's okay to lose a VW Bug through a hole in the South Tiger I-26 bridge, but by God, we want smooth sailings on those bike paths.
Yep.
Yeah, how true. Bobby, this gas tax road repair issue has gotten completely out of hand. We as a people ought to be marching on the State House like the townspeople marched on Dr. Frankenstein's castle. There you go. It's truly incredible. I wanted to mention also in this segment, another 2 cent gas tax increase is coming on next week, July 1st. And you guys at Fan of SC, we're going to be history doesn't repeat, as they say, Dave, but it does echo.
That's right.
And we're bringing back the echoes from something that you and I were involved in a number of years ago.
That's right. Look, we're going to give some relief for one day. We want to, on July 1st, on the birthday, the third anniversary of our gas tax hike, and another 2 cents, which would be 6 cents out of the 12 they're going to eventually raise.
Right.
And we want to give a little relief. So at the Eagles gas station on Monday at 7 a.m. for all those folks that are heading into work on Monday, July 1st, stop by the Eagles on Pelham Road, and we're going to cover the tax portion of your gas that day.
Right. And so, if you're wondering where that is, it's right where the Y is.
Right.
Where if you stay to the left, you go up East North Street, becomes
correct,
Old Spartanburg. And if you go to the right, you're on Pelham.
That's right. The Eagles gas station there. So basically, we're giving you almost 50 cents off.
Nice.
Each gallon of gas. So come on down, fill up on Fan of SC. And like I said, we're going to be down there talking to folks, telling them basically what we're talking about right now, which is, you know, how do we hold these folks accountable that are responsible for the road? So Monday, July 1st, 7 a.m., 50 cents off, 47 cents off each gallon. We're going to cover the gas tax portion of each gallon of gas. Fill up on us Monday, July 1st, 7 a.m. at the Eagles gas station on Pelham Road. Come on by.
It would
tell
be
them
nice.
Bobby Mack sent you.
That's right. It would be nice if the politicians were as generous with us as they are. First hour is gone, but there is another full hour to go here on Tuesday. John in Greenville and RJ in Taylor's, if you will, stay right where you are, because when we come back and begin hour number two, we will get to your calls here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.